my name's Jane. I was involved in an earthquake in Chile in 2010. It was an 8.8 magnitude quake. I think at the time it was the sixth largest recorded earthquake in recorded history. I think it's been bumped back since then, but yeah. So, and that happened on the 27th of February 2010. It happened at about 3 a.m. So I was in bed in a hotel in downtown Santiago, and it was on the 10th floor. So it was, yeah, most people that have had any experience with earthquakes will know that the higher you are, the worse it is. And certainly that was the case for me. So I was in bed. I kind of woke to this really loud, almost like a drilling sound. I think I was dreaming that there was drilling before I woke up. And then I woke and realized that the bed was bouncing around the room and that the floor was shaking very violently. So I leapt out of bed, and as I leapt out of bed, the TV that was fixed to the wall fell off and smashed. And kind of at that point, I realized that I wasn't dreaming and that possibly this was an earthquake. So having not had any experience with earthquakes before, I just remembered that in the movies you have to either get under a table or a door frame. So I managed to get the hotel room door open and just kind of bunkered down on the floor underneath the door frame. So it lasted about 90 seconds, I think. And after about 30 seconds, the whole building started to sway. So the inside of the building was all open, so it kind of had an open foyer. So from the 10th floor, you could look down off the balcony and see the reception on the ground floor. And so I remember lying under the door frame and looking at the elevator shaft that was in the center of the building and just watching the whole thing just swaying meters, you know, right in the thick of it. But eventually it just kind of started to slow down and came to a standstill. When I was under the door frame, the plaster on the ceiling above me started to crack and fall on me. So I guess at that point I realized that there was a possibility that the building could come down. So I was really, really terrified in that moment. And I guess afterwards, because I'd been out of Australia for the first time 2 days beforehand by myself, going off on my big, you know, adventure, and I was only 23, and so not speaking Spanish very well at all, barely at all. I couldn't find anyone to talk to about it. So I just felt really, really alone. There was no phones, no internet. I literally had no one that I could just say, oh my goodness, what's just happened? So yeah, I felt really, truly alone, which was pretty awful. There was lots of screaming. A lot of people were pretty distressed. I think quite a few people got injured from things falling off the walls. And so I ran back into my hotel room. And it's funny, the day before I left, my dad gave me a little torch he'd gone out and bought for me, quite a good one, but a little one. And he said to me, you never know when you might need a torch when you're traveling. And I'd actually been using it to read my book in bed before falling asleep, so I knew it was on the floor next to the bed. So I grabbed that torch, and I was the only person kind of on my floor and the few floors below that had a torch. So I ended up leading this long line of people down through these emergency stairs, and there was broken mirrors and pictures and stuff that had come off the walls, and you know, ceramic pots that were in the foyers of the hotel that had come over, and lots of water. I think a lot of the pipes burst, and there was water gushing out everywhere. So yeah, I led all these people down into the reception, and we all kind of waited for many hours, and eventually the staff said it was safe for us to go back up to our rooms. And allowed everyone to go up and grab their valuables and then back down to the hotel foyer. So I remember when I was grabbing my passport that there was quite a big aftershock. I think the aftershocks were almost, you know, 7 magnitude. The building would start swaying again and everyone would start screaming, but we all had to wait for many hours in the hotel foyer. And the hotel managed to get the power on fairly quickly. The whole city was just in darkness, but I think they must have had a generator. I think within about half an hour of the event itself, the looting started in the streets. So they actually had to board up the doors to the hotel and strictly brief everyone that they were not to go outside. So that was pretty scary too. Everyone stayed in the hotel foyer for about 12 hours. A lot of people were too scared to go back up to their rooms for days, I remember. I did because I needed sleep and a shower. I remember days later because we ended up being stuck in Santiago for ages because the airport was almost flattened. There were still people sleeping in the foyer, you know, 4 or 5 days after it happened. People were just too scared. Because of the language barrier, I just kind of floated through those few days afterwards, not really knowing too much about what was going on. The hotel staff were really, really fantastic, though, I have to say, in keeping us in the loop of what they were doing to help us in terms of food and water and making sure that we were safe. And I think they put a new TV in my room like the next day. I remember thinking these poor people probably had families that they were worried about. Quite a few people died in Santiago, and I just remember thinking that, you know, I wanted to tell them to go home and make sure their families were safe.
So you had a couple of things happen that were good. So having the torch and, you know, remembering that you'd seen something on a movie about what to do. What sort of advice would you have for other people that might be in your situation around these things?
I'd definitely say check the risks of what natural disasters can happen when you're traveling. I had never experienced an earthquake before. I didn't know anything about them. I didn't realise that Santiago and the whole of Chile actually sits on a major fault line and has very frequent, quite serious earthquakes. And just so that you can educate yourself on what to do if they occur. Thankfully, I had the movie experience, so I remembered. But, yeah, I liken it to coming to Cairns during cyclone season and not knowing that a cyclone could happen.
Yeah.
Thankfully, with cyclones, there's a little bit of warning. Unfortunately, with earthquakes, there's not. But, yeah, I think that that's really important, and it was a really big lesson for me. The other thing, I didn't have a phone on me, and there was no phone or internet. Afterwards, I think the hotel reception managed to get their computer online. Actually, just a few hours after it happened, so there was a big line and everyone sent the one-liner email to their families. I think I put a one-liner status update on my Facebook, letting everyone know that I was okay. But these days with smartphones and Wi-Fi, it would have been really good to, once they did get Wi-Fi and internet back up and running, to be able to contact my family really easily. They were really worried about me. It got quite a lot of news coverage on Australian TV. It was kind of before we started having these events a lot more frequently across the world. So it was a pretty big deal, and particularly the looting. I had a lot of people say to me, oh, watch out for the looters, you know, sending me these emails and warnings. So yeah, having a phone to stay in touch with people would have been really good because everyone's pretty worried back home.